of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And a very warm welcome to you all, to St. Catherine's and St. Margaret's, for our service of home worship on this feast of the most holy and glorious Trinity. It's lovely to have you with us as we come together as brothers and sisters in Christ to offer our praise and worship to our Heavenly Father. Today we celebrate the feast of the most holy and glorious Trinity, the perfect communion of three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, a perfect communion of love, three persons and one God. This communion of love, which is the Holy Trinity, holds together all that is. It is this communion of love which we have been invited to share. On the cross, Jesus made it possible for us to live in communion with God, to know his love. He calls on us to share this love with others, to reflect the mutual love of the persons of the Holy Trinity in our own lives and relationships, and so bring the only real hope of peace to a world in need. And so as we come before our Heavenly Father, let us open our hearts to him in prayer. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your Spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And as we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us first seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you raise the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you bring pardon and peace to the sinner. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you give light to those who live in darkness. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Alleluia, alleluia, glory be to God on high. Alleluia to the Saviour who has gained the victory. Alleluia to the Spirit, fount of love and sanctity. Alleluia, alleluia to the triune majesty.
Almighty and everlasting God, you have given us your servants grace by the confession of a true faith, to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity, and in the power of the divine majesty to worship the unity. Keep us steadfast in this faith, that we may evermore be defended from all adversities. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and marked off the heavens with a span, enclosed the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance? Who has directed the Spirit of the Lord, or as his counsellor has instructed him? Whom did he consult for his enlightenment, and who taught him the path of justice? who taught him knowledge and showed him the way of understanding. Even the nations are like a drop from a bucket and are accounted as dust on the scales. See, he takes up the isles like fine dust. Lebanon would not provide fuel enough, nor are its animals enough for a burnt offering. All the nations are as nothing before him. They are accounted by him as less than nothing and emptiness. Why do you say, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel, my way is hidden from the Lord, and my right is disregarded by my God? Have you not known? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even youths will faint and be weary, and the young will fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In response to Psalm 8, you have set your glory above the heavens. O Lord, our Sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babe and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes, to silence the enemy and the avenger. You have set your glory above the heavens. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them? You have set your glory above the heavens. Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet. You have set your glory above the heavens. All sheep and oxen, and also the beast of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas, O Lord our Sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. A reading from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. Finally, brothers and sisters, farewell. Put things in order, listen to my appeal, agree with one another, live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Alleluia. Alleluia, Alleluia. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, says the Lord. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. Alleluia. Alleluia, Alleluia.
Listen to the Gospel of Christ according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Today we praise God in celebration of the life of the most holy and glorious Trinity, the divine communion of three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, so perfectly united in love and purpose that they cannot be divided in any way. Three persons, one God. God the Father, the Creator of all things. God the Son, who speaks the word of God, revealing his love to us, who lived among us, and who on the cross reconciled us to God and made it possible for us to share a new life with God. And God the Holy Spirit, who lives in our hearts and leads us on our earthly pilgrimage to our eternal home in heaven. It is in sharing the life of the Holy Trinity, the life of God, that we live and have our being. In our own daily lives as individuals and as a community of God's people, we are called to mirror and reflect the life of God, the life of the Holy Spirit, to the wider community and to the world. We are called to love one another as God loves us, to be united in the purpose of bringing the love and peace of God to a world in desperate need. We live in uncertain and troubled times. At home, many are suffering the effects of the continual rises in the cost of living, which is bringing real hardship to many families. Throughout the world, in addition to the economic crisis, we continue to witness violence and oppression, with horrific scenes coming from the continuing conflicts in the Ukraine, the Sudan, the Holy Land, and throughout the Middle East and Gulf. Through it all, we see that the forces of for good are strongest when humanity is united in love in the face of evil and of all that threatens our peace and sense of security. Communities at home continue to work together to support one another in a myriad of ways, including organizing food banks, opening our churches and community centers to invite people to enjoy one another's company, combating a real sense of loneliness which affects so many people. Ways in which we can show a real love of neighbor. And abroad we see nations standing together in the face of aggression or disaster. As we celebrate the perfect unity of the Holy Trinity, the perfect communion of love, which is God, and as we give thanks that God has called us to live as members of his family, the communion of saints, we give thanks that he shares his life with us. And we pray that we may continue to face the challenges which present themselves both to us more immediately and to humanity more generally, united in love with one another, and determined that God's will for us and for his world will prevail. As we ponder the mystery of the Holy Trinity, three persons, yet one God, may we see a reflection of the life of the Trinity in the life of the Church, in our own lives and in all humanity, many nations, yet one body, one human family the world over, gloriously diverse, yet strongest when united in love and peace. Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the Church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the Church throughout the world, for the leaders of the Church, among them Mary, our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese, for our own ministry area. May the Church shine as a beacon of light and hope throughout the world, reflecting the perfect unity of the Holy Trinity. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for victims of violence and oppression, among them the people of the Ukraine, the Sudan, the Holy Land, and for all throughout the Middle East and Gulf region, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering through famine or drought. May humanity discover a new unity, bringing the hope of peace and justice for all people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends, and neighbors. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we in our lives and relationships reflect the love and the unity of the most holy and glorious Trinity. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our intercession books. Relieve them according to their need. Strengthen them with your Holy Spirit and console them with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones. We pray for the recently departed, for those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. Welcome them and all the departed into the eternal joy and peace of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you. A peace the world cannot give, this is my gift to you. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love." Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, you have revealed yourself as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and live and reign in the perfect unity of love. Hold us firm in this faith, that we may know you in all your ways, and evermore rejoice in your eternal glory. Holy and eternal Trinity, one God, now and forever. Amen. And just before our final blessing and our final hymn, I'd like to thank you all for joining us, our family here in Gellygair, for our service of home worship this morning. It's really lovely to have you with us. I wish you all a very safe, healthy, peaceful, and happy week to come. And I hope very much that you will be able to join us once again next Sunday for another service of home worship. The Lord be with you. God, the Holy Trinity, make you strong in faith and love, and guide you in truth and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.